After Yisav. Okay, so we're going to do now Daf Mem Omer Aleph, the Gemara Toshma. But before we do it, we're going to do the Seder Avoida to get clear, the Seder Avoida from the second Tefillah. After the first Tefillah is when he wore the big days of the Kohen Gadol, and he did the Avoidas that are not unique to Yom Kippur, and that he does every single day, as if when he lit the Menorah, he did the Musaf, he did the Tomet, v'chulu. Now he had to get ready for the second Avoida, and the second Avoida, the second Tefillah, I'm sorry, and if he does the second Tefillah in the Kiddush Yodayim v'Raglayim, he puts on, first he puts on the, he does the Tefillah, then he puts on the Big Day Lavan, and then he does the Kiddush Yodayim v'Raglayim. Then we had earlier, the first thing he does is, they bring the par, which is his bar, and he says over it in front, between the Ulam and Mizbeach, he does the smicha, and he does the vidui that he does for himself. After he does that, he does the hagrola on the two seirim, the seir la'ashem and the seir la'azazel. And then he goes back to the par, and he does again a vidui for all the kahanim. Then he shechts the par, and he collects the blood in the Mizrak. Then he goes and he does the Ketores by the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Then, after that, what he does is, he does the Hazoah of the Par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then he shechts the Seir LaShem. He does the Seir LaShem Zrika in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Then he puts together the two Domim, and he does it on the Peroiches and on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Then he does, I'm just going this over, he does the Vidui on the Seir LaZozel, and he sends it back, and then he takes off the white Begadim. So the order is the doing, shechting the Par, being Zoyrik de Dam, right? First he does the par. Then after he does the zrika of the par, he shechts the seir Lashem, does the hazoy of the seir Lashem, puts them together and goes out. Zok the Gemara daf mem omid aleph, adoshma. Till here the Gemara was going through is hagrola ma'akev or not? Do you have to make a hagrola or not? Thing and different halachas about the shinui seder ha'avoida. Toshma par ma'akev es hasoyer. Now, what does that mean? Par ma'akev es hasoyer. The Gemara is going to explain. We first have to do the viduyim on the par. Shech the par, collect the dam, with in between, right, doing epis with the keteris, but then you do the hazor of the par in the kodesh hakadoshim, and then you shecht par, the soher la'ashem. Zog di Gemara. Par ma'akiv es ha-soher. The avoidus ha-par is ma'akiv es avoidus ha-soher. That means to say, if you are magdim, the seer, before the avoidus ha-par, you're not yoitzer ha-chayvosoi of the avoidus ha-par, and therefore it passels the avoidus ha-soher. And then you have to go and do it again. Now, right? After the avodah zarah. Now, what you have to do again? We're going to have to be ma'ayin. The soyer einoy mi'akiv es hapar. That means the avodah zarah is not ma'akiv es hapar. And if you did the avodah zarah, right? They make them avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is not ma'akiv. The Gemara says, b'matonois shebifnim. Now, what does that mean? We said the par has to be before the soyer. What exactly are we talking about when the par is not ma'akiv the soyer if you did it in the wrong order. Bishleima par ma'akiv es ha-soyer. We could understand the agdam ol soyer mikame par, that if you were mazir the dam of the soyer in the Kodesh HaKodosh, before you were mazir the dam apar, which what you were supposed to do, loy ovad v'loy klum, that hazoy of the soyer is not a good hazoy, and you have to do it after. Elo sor einem agavis apar, mainiu, which avoida of the soyer are you supposed to do before the par? Ilema, the agdim matonis the par behechel, mikame matonis the seer bifnim, which means what? You're supposed to bring the before you do the two of them together. That if what he agdim maton is the par beichel mikame that if you are mazir dam apar on the peroiches. Let's get it again clear. The par had a dual kind of a thing that you did on the you did first. You were mazir the par in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, which was. In the Kodesh HaKadosh. Then you shecht the soyer, then you mazeh the soyer in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and then you put the two of them together. So I'm not sure what this Gemara means. The agdim matonois the par beheichol, which would be mikame matonois the soyer bifnim, which would be, I don't know, in the heichol, we're talking about maybe on the alemre chukok sibbuhu oylem chukas oylem shesei da'amar v'ma'akiv v'yesh livsoy les matonis apar that went before the soyer. So I'm not sure which one. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi pao ma'akiv es ha-soyer. Rashi explains aval ha-soyer eine ma'akiv es ha-par. If you were higdim b'matonois shebifnim i'agdim elisoyer on the bein habadim mikame par loy os i'agdim elisoyer elisoyer einem agdim elisoyer mainiyu eiza avoyda. Rashi says motzinu b'sir hakoidemes l'shel par b'matonis pnim the name of Allah shemshina l'agdim esapar l'fonea ein asoyer roi ligdom la psula. Behechol means Rashi has the little Rashi. See the Rashi de Ramaskal Behechol? Behechol ala proiches. That to put together the one that had to be the, together on the proiches. Now, my kash is we're going to have to see exactly how could that be? L'choiro, they have to be mixed together. So that, of course, it can't be. The Hagdoma should be Ma'akiv because it should be Ma'akiv because they have to be together, the blood mixed to put on it. Unless you wanted to say you don't have to mix them together. Let's see 1 second. What would be? I'm going to ask that, Kasha. B'matonis b'fnim i'agdmei l'soyer l'soyer l'sir n'magabar ma'iniyu meh. I don't know what.
Nobody does. Or the mixing first or second.
Well, who's talking about the mixing? We're saying if you did the dam apar before the dam asoya, the Gemara is in Akasha. When is it ever a case where the dam asoya was supposed to be before the dam apar? And we say it's not ma'akif. So we say the dam asoya is supposed to be before because. You did the dam asoyer before the dam hapar on the peroiches and on the mizbeach hapnimi. That dam of the par and the mizbeach hapnimi had to be together with the dam asoyer because there was a din to mix it together. Okay, I'm not sure. And also, why does Rashi say only? Maybe Behechol al HaProiches and not the one that had to be the Tiaroi on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? I'm just asking a kash. It's a kashim dikakash. But the Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara says, what? B'matonis b'fnim, chugaksiv b'hu. V'hoiso zois lochem l'chukas oilam. Yeah, Moshe, I can't talk. I started the shiur. Okay? I'll call you back. So he says, "Ois lochem lechukas elam, chukoksiv behu, chukas elam." So therefore, the matona is a par that were done before the akdomis asoyer should be meake. Okay, there's a famous Chiddush Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, right? Okay, Zog Di Gemore, so of course we're Makke. El Olav, it's coming to teach us the Agdim Matonos Depar, which was the first Matonos Depar. So let's go over the order again. First, you did the vidui on the par. Then you did the agrola. Then you shechted the par. And then you was erik from the par. And then you did it. So here we're talking about the agdim, matonas the par, mikame agrola. In the order, the agrola had to be before. And therefore we say it's not mahakim. And on that, there's no din of chukah. Right? Since the hagrola happens outside, so therefore there's no din of chukah, umid sidra, loy me'akve. So we're telling me that the order that the hagrola has to be before the shchitas apar, but the seder's not me'akev, ikra hagrola, nami loy me'akve. Ashtikel Teire von der Gemara, sagt Rashi. Mi de Sidra, the first of the final wide lines. Umi de Sidra loy makvar le makvar. Afilu okar lo le gamri. Alme ikke le mando oma hagro loy makvar. Vikoshe le mando oma afilu rabbi yudu makvar. Koshken le mechem yo mani. So fregt die Gemara der Kashe. That is not makiv. Lamaisa the Gemara, this kishem is a very hard kishem. Sometimes you could say the order is not makiv, but maybe in order to have a shnei seirim, there it is makiv. What is this correlation of the Gemara that the order is not makiv, and therefore the whole din of the hagrola, the necessity for the hagrola is not makiv? Right? It's a very, very good question.
The Gemara is talking only about the soya and the par, which that it's not ma'akev. But why should that affect the goral?
No, we're saying it's a very hard thing, which is a lot of different mafarshim. But at least according to Rashi, but why would there be this aloche? We're saying now, the normal Seder HaDvarim is, he makes his vidui on his par, and then after he makes his vidui on the par, they make the hagrola on the two seirim. And then he goes on, he makes another vidui on his par, he shechts it, he takes the dam, right? And then he goes, he does the Torahs, then he does, not the Parochas, he does it in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. On the floor of the Kodesh HaKadosh. And then he goes out, and he shechts the soir, and then he does the par, then he does the zrika of the soir in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Then he puts them together, the two dams, and he does in the Kodesh HaKadosh on the Peroiches and on the Mizbeach HaPnim. Lechere of them state that if he did the hagrola after If he did the Hagrola, which would be, he did his Hazor, his Hapar, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim before the Hagrola is not Ma'akev. Just like it's not Ma'akev, so too the whole Hagrola is not Ma'akev. So tomorrow, Loi, which is a whole Indian for itself, how does the Gemara make that cheshbin? How does the Gemara make that comparison? So tomorrow, Loi, that's not the word. The Agdim Matonois de Par Bamizbeya. Mikame Matonois de Soir Behechol. Now he was supposed to do, there are two things that he does with the Hazoe. He does the Hazoe of the Par in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. Then he shechts the Soir. Then he does the Hazor of the Zohar, and then he does on the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Paroiches. So he says, Mikame, he did the par on the Mizbeach, Mikame Matonis the Zohar Shebeecho. So he should have been Messiahim the Hazor's La'acha Mikan, La'azor's Mizbeach. And this were going like Reb Yehuda, who the Omar, Dvorim Anasim Bebigdei Lovon Bachutz, Lei me'akve, because since the Mizbeach HaPnimi is not called in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, so somehow that Mizbeach HaPnimi is not me'akiv, and that's what it's coming to say. Lo'olam, the Hagrola would be me'akiv. Because the Hagrola before the Etzem Hagrola, Frank the Gemara of Haba Matonu Shebefnim Ktoni, Elo Zog the Gemara Hamani Reb Shimon Hi, the Omar Hagrola Loi Ma'akve, and we go back to what we said before. It's an unbelievable thing, right? That's where it would be, let's see.
It's a basal baby.
Om nam afle das rabbi eshe. Okay, I see a whole aricha. Somebody, the Chazon Ish asks my kasha about the Eruv of the Domim. In the Eruv of the Domim, it would not be...
When the Rav mentioned Rashi, Behechol, that said Allah Parochas, what Parochas was there in the Hechol? There was none.
There was a Parochas in front of the Kodesh HaKodashim. No? Between the Kodesh HaKodashim and the Hechol. And the Parochas... Right here we're talking about, the whole Gemara here is talking about Mi Bifnim. Bifnim was right. Going to talk about inside, it has to do with the Kodesh HaKodoshim. The Pnim is the Kodesh HaKodoshim. The Proiches are called part of the Kodesh HaKodoshim. So therefore, this is the back and forth of the Gemara, if there was this Halacha or not. So we can go, let's go over the Gemara one more time from the Toshma. Okay, and let's see some of the translation. The Gemara is coming into this Gemara wanting to know, is the Hagrola that's done on the two Seirim Ma'akev or not Ma'akev? So the Gemara Toshma, right? Now, I just spoke it out. Rashi gives us the whole Seder HaDvarim of Yom Kippur here in the Rashi. So, like we said, we start off with the vidui on the par, and after the vidui on the par, we do the hagrola. After the hagrola, he does another vidui, and then a shechting and collecting the dam of the par. He does haktoris k'toris, but then he does inside the kodesh hakodoshim a hazor of the par, and then he shechts the soyer. And then he does Hazos in the Kodesh Gloshim of the Sawyer. Then he does the dams together in on the Paroiches, on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And then he does, again, he sends out the seer, Lazazel. So now, par, ma'akev es ha-soya.
The
avoida is ha-par, which is what? Im higdim da avoida, he's not, and he did, the avoida is ha-par, does not allow for the shechting and the zrika, at least for the zrika of the soya. First, you have to take care of the koyin's par. Second, and the Zrika. Second, you do the Shechita of the Seir Lashem with the Hazois of the Seir Lashem. If you did the Seir Lashem Zrika before the Shechita of the Par, it's Me'akiv, and you have to do over the Seir again. That's the Brisa. That's this Brisa. But the Brisa then adds, but if you did the wrong order and you did the par before the soyer, b'matonis shebifnim, it's not ma'akev. Frank Gemara, which avoida of the par did you do before the soyer? So the Gemara, elo, sir einamakev is apore mainiyu, ilema di agdim matonis de par, Beheichol, right? Beheichol on the thing. Now let's make it clear. There were two times you were Zayrik, the dam of the par on Yom Kippur. One individually inside the Kodesh HaKodesh. After you did the Shechitas HaSoyer and the Zrika of the Soyer inside, you took a combination of the two, and you were zayrik it on the proiches and on the mizbech apni. The Gemara now tells us that second zrika of the par, if you did that before the soyer, that order is not ma'akiv, and the zrika's apar is good. Right? So if you look in the art scroll, it says, the i'agdim, Matonis de par beheichol. How do they touch the word beheichol? Like Rashi, I'm sure. And the Paroiches. Mikame matonis de seer bifnim. Correct? That's what it means. Rashi says bifnim. I'm sorry, it doesn't say beheichol. Di agdim matonis de par beheichol. Zog Rashi, the Paroiches. It's good. Now, we put into parentheses that it's very hard to understand because the Paroiches, I'm sorry, that Paroiches, the Kizrika, had to be a combination of the two Domim. Would be Muchach from here that doesn't bother me, this big thing. By us, it's a big thing about putting together the Dam of the Par and the Dam of the Soyer. So the Gemara, Chukok Siv Behu. You can't tell me that's not Me'akiv. Because the Matonis Apar that you did before the Matonis Asoyer is very sensitive. Because it's Avoidis Hapnim. So Rashi says, Chukok Siv Behu. To afilo Rabbi Yehuda moide da dvorim anasim bifnim. Fareshina zeb avoidis pnim. Shrei higdim lo eshel chutz. Shei mucheres lo. I don't know, Rashi says that. So Gemore. El olav. No, it can't be that. That would definitely be makim. El olav de agdim de pao bifnim. All the way back. What you're supposed to do is, after he does the vidu, you do the hagrola, and then you shech the par. And here he shechted the par, and he made the zrik of the par before the hagrola. And that doesn't bother me. It's not called because the damapa is not good, and the grolla was made by chos, which is a whole complicated issue. Why that's not called its makiv, the power which is inside, which should be chukah. Umi de sidra loy me'akve, ikra grolla loy me'akve, nami loy me'akve. So Gemara loy, lei, siz nishta zoy. Maybe that's not the pshat. No, it's the agdim, matono is the par ba mizbeach, which is the mizbeach hazov, before the matono is the soil shebeichol. And that doesn't bother me, because we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Domar dvorim anasim bebigdei lovon bachutz, loy me'akvei. And the mizbeach apnimi is called me bachutz. Okay. So the Gemara, what do you mean? For in the price it says, matoni shebefnim ktoni, elo. Ho, Reb Shimini, the Omar Agrole, Loi Me'akva. We go back to the first Teretz, and Agrole is Loi Me'akva. Okay, it's a very interesting Gemara. V'boy is Eimo, Loi Lom Rebbe Yehudoi, and Agrole is Me'akiv. Unihi to besid Loi Me'akiv. Agrole, mi Me'akva. That's a good swore, it's a portion of swore. Right, more thought together, but mele ogven and andres okay. Now the Gemara goes back on a different shaila, which is really very hard to understand.
Does it?
Well,
just bothers me. Well, how come the Gemara calls the Kodesh Kadoshim Heichol? I'm still fixated on that.
What does it say?
That's
Bifnim Behechol. The whole Kodesh HaKadoshim is called part of the Heichol.
It's past the
Heichol, but it's called Bifnim. Yeah, yeah, I hear what you're asking, yeah.
The Heichol, they want in every day.
Let me just see over here. What is this Kiddush that this back and forth of... Let's just see what anybody says about the nobody stalls on that, what I stalled on. You have to put them together. Rambam Paskins in Perik Hey Mehilchas Avoidis Ayoim Akipur Malacha. Call Avoidis Shoivit Bebig De Lovam Befnim Behechol. Sorach Lasoy Soyal Haseder. Him Higdim by Maisach Velos Leklum. See, Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, because everything according to Rabbi Nehemiah's Mark. Befnim Behechol. Is mavuya that the matonisha behechol nachsheves gematonisha befnim. And here the Gemara says that mizbeach apnimi loy ma'akvet, shematonisha behechol is matonisha bechutz. So the Chedusha Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi on the Rambam says that what the Rambam else is matonisha behechol is talking about, like Rashi says, the matonois that are on the peroiches. But the Makdonis that are on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he also has made that it's not called Bifnim. Somehow, the thing is called Bifnim Behechol. There's episode Shalochet. Zokni Gemore. Anayi Gemore. Va'ozdu l'tamayu. Is vidui ma'akev or not? The Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Rashi says the Ramas wasn't right. Apluka deloy is vadakoi. We're going back. Is vidui ma'akev. It says in the pasuk, Va'asoyer asher ola olav agerol la'azazel yomad chai lifnei Hashem lichaper olav.